Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Shlomo Zalman Weiss, Elul Nishmat, his father, Rabbi Yisrael Doiv ben Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi, Sechet Tzadik Livracha, whose yahrzeit is on Yud Beis Nissan. We're holding in Menaches, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara in Yud Beis brings the opinion, at least according to one Tana, that Shlomi Oivet Kachovim Oilos. The Shlomim of a Goy is an Oilo. It's not a Shlomim. If a Goy donates a Shlomim, it's not considered to be a Shlomim. Explains the Gemara, what's the Svara? Because Liboy L'Shamayim. The heart of the Goy is L'Shamayim. What does that mean? What's the pshat that a Goy has more Liboy L'Shamayim than a Yid? I don't understand such a thing. But G'dayla Rabbi Sein explained to us, the idea is that by a Goy, there is a separation of, so to speak, church and state. Meaning the separation between religion and one's personal life. One has his own life. And separate from that, there is worshiping the one above. It's not one of the kind, not one of the same. Not that everything in one's life is connected to Hashem. And that's how Shishon Refer El Hirsch on this pasuk that the Gemara brings over here comes and explains it. That by a goy, having your own pleasure, your own joy, your own personal needs, that is not a kodesh bochotik. You can't, it's something hard to comprehend for them that a person will have his own chelik that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomim, the whole idea of Shlomim is there's a part that goes up to Mizbeach and there's a part that goes to the Bailim. By a goy, that makes no sense. How could it be it's something that I'm eating a shtickle meat and that will be part of a gedusha of a carbon? So a goy, when a goy says Shlomim, he means oilus. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the Sefer Emes Liyakov in Pashas V'Zoyis HaBrocho, explains a similar idea. On the Pasuk of Pashas V'Zoyis HaBrocho, Tore Tziva Lonu Moshe, Moirosho Kilas Yaakov. Moirosho means Loshen Yerusho. Loshen Yerusho means that every person can connect to Torah and make Torah part of his life. One should not think that only, you know, spiritual leaders, people that are completely separated from day-to-day life, they're the ones that have connection to Torah. But a regular person who has his own personal needs in life and habits and joy, so maybe he doesn't connect to Torah. But the Torah tells us, Moirosh Akil Es Yaakov, every Yid, wherever he is, connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the footnotes over there, they send to what Avraham ben Arambam writes in Parashas Yisroi. On the Pasuk it says, Das ben Yisroel, Amatim Lahem Gedoyishim Tiyu. The Gedusha belongs to everybody, he says. Every single Yid. Says in other religions, so then you have the priest, you have the guy who, the person who's completely separated from the rest of the people. He is holy, but a regular person is not holy. Says by Am Yisrael, every person wherever he is, he can be holy. A person who is involved in day-to-day gashmias and things that he used to take care of his dead personal life also connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this connects beautifully to the Beis Halevi in Yerushu Zayin, the Beis Halevi we mentioned many times in these shiurim. The Beis Halevi brings the question, how can it be that Am Yisrael said nice of Venishma and they accepted him something that has no kitzbah? The din is that a person cannot commit himself to do something that has no limit. Says the Beis Halevi, a person cannot commit himself to do something no limit when he's talking about separate things to do. But a person could sell himself as a slave. That is a limit. That's double Yishma Kitzvah. He's a slave. Yes, a slave has to do everything the master tells him. But it's one double Yishma Kitzvah. Am Yisrael, when they did Nasa V'Nishma, they completely committed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be servants to Hashem. Continues to be a slave and says, that's the chiluk between the Tayag Mitzvahs and Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It's not only the number, the Bnei Noach is 7 and Am Yisrael is 613, but it's the attitude of how we treat the mitzvahs. Bnei Noach treat the mitzvahs as separate obligations. You have 7 obligations to do. You do the obligations, you go home, you take care of your own life. The Tayag Mitzvahs is all-encompassing. The Tayag Mitzvahs means the Am Yisrael, whatever they do, from the moment they wake up in the morning until they go to sleep, every single moment of the day, they're servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they go to work, when they eat, when they drink, when they take care of their personal needs, they're also servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they also have mitzvahs that deal with that. And that's v'isimli zgula mikol ha'ami. That's what's special about Am Yisrael. That's the oimik, that when a goy brings a shlomim, it's oilo, ki libo l'shamayim. Libo l'shamayim means, for him, there's a separation. If I have to bring a carbon, it's kulo l'Hashem, I don't have anything to do with it. Am Yisrael has the chiddush, you can have one carbon, which is partial, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dik, and partial, belongs to a human being. And the Paradis Yosef, in Parshas Vayikra, says an unbelievable story based on that. It says, of Chaim V'Lozhner, there was a gvir who wanted to give a donation to the yeshiva. But he said, I'm giving a donation to the yeshiva, b'tnai that the mishulach, the one who's collecting for the yeshiva, he will not take any percentage of that donation. Says Reb Chaim Voloshiner, that's what goyim do. By a goyim, the money goes only to Hashem. There's nothing that goes to a person. You have to separate what you give to the Ribbono Shel Olam and what you give to human beings. But by us, says Reb Chaim Voloshiner, it goes together. Yes, there's money going for Gedusha, for the yeshiva, but within it, there is a percentage that will go to the person who collects it, because also he needs a parnasa. And as long as this collector is doing it l'shem shemayim, and is doing it the right way, so Adarabo, why shouldn't he take money from the donation that's part of the cheshbon of giving a donation for Torah? Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.